Blog Talk Radio.
And PhD Ministry, your host, and I'm live on Blog Talk Radio, where prayer, the preached word, prophecy, healing, and deliverance takes place, with many testifying to the power of God through the operations of the fivefold ministry ascension gifts, reaching the lost for the kingdom of God in Jesus' name. Now, the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16, and verse 17 and verse 15, and these signs shall follow. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Miracles, signs, and wonders. Again, the Bible says that in Mark chapter 16 and verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. So I want you to know tonight that this program is, it's subject to change by the Holy Ghost. So we do ask that you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit on this broadcast. We ask that you will mute your phones. If you have absolutely anything to do in the background, please mute your phone. Well, I want to say a pleasant good evening on this Monday evening to each and every one of you out there in Radio Land, to all of you on the radio queue. Good evening, good evening. To Mother Eula, Evangelist Harris, thank you for joining me tonight. We want to give God praise tonight, hallelujah, because of who he is, because of who God is, because he is the one true and living God, because he is the only one, hallelujah, who is able to do all things but fail. He's the only one, hallelujah, who is able to protect us, hallelujah, from this COVID virus. Hallelujah. He is the only one, glory be to God, who deserves all of our praises, all of our high praises. Hallelujah. We thank him tonight. We thank him for his goodness and his mercy toward us. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Our God is a good God. He's the one who makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We come to tell him thank you tonight. Oh, those of you out there in Radio Land, I greet you all. In the wonderful, the matchless, the awesome, the majestic name of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Glory be to God. Come on, we come to tell him thank you tonight because, hallelujah, you know, he has given us another opportunity to be able to come, hallelujah, to be able to pray, to have conversation with him, hallelujah, to pray on behalf of others. Glory be to God. Those who cannot pray for themselves, those who are not strong enough, those who are going through the unsaved, hallelujah, glory be to God. We have to pray, hallelujah, also one for another, glory be to God. Come on, we come to open up our mouths tonight and give God the praise. You know, a lot of people give God praise, different things, hallelujah, but we thank him for life, health, and strength tonight. Glory be to God. We thank him, hallelujah, that even in the midst of this coronavirus, whatever that is, hallelujah, we don't give that no leg, hallelujah, whatever that is, whatever they call it, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, but we know, hallelujah, that God is well able and only God is able, hallelujah, to lift that virus off the earth, to lift that virus, hallelujah, send it back, hallelujah, to the pits of hell from whence it came, hallelujah. Glory to God. We just God, hallelujah, that our God is a protective God. His blood that was shed on Calvary's cross still has the power to save, set free, and deliver. Glory be to God. And if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, we don't know where we would be. Because there's so many that are, so many titles and degrees that are going on to the grave because of this virus. And so, hallelujah, we don't rejoice, but we say, Lord, we pray and hope that they had relationship with him. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because it's one thing, hallelujah, to know that you're here on earth all these years, and then it comes down to it when you got to go on home, and then you have no relationship with God, somewhere where they were in the church or in the world, wherever. Glory be to God. We pray that many.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because the Bible says that it is appointed unto man once to die and then the judgment. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we want to be sure and very sure. Hallelujah. And so I said, coronavirus is not my portion. Hallelujah. I just don't know. It don't belong to me. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
I don't know about nobody else. My portion. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I speak life. Hallelujah. I speak health. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I speak
my.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so I thank God tonight, hallelujah, that according to his word, that we can decree and declare, hallelujah, tonight, hallelujah, and that the word of God, when you decree and declare the word of God, not your own words, but the word of the living God, it shall be established unto thee, and it shall be a light. It's a light that shines upon thy ways. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we decree and declare tonight, according to Isaiah 54 and verse 17, that no weapon formed against thee shall prosper.
No
weapon. And every raised up against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. Why? Because that's the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And my righteousness, your righteousness, is of him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on. We've got to decree and declare tonight that we're strong in the Lord. Out of his might, according to Ephesians 6 and 11. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
That we have the whole armor. So as we put on the whole armor of God, we are able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. In spite of whatever we're hearing, in spite of whatever we're seeing in the news, glory be to God, because I stopped looking at some of the news, hallelujah, because it's just too depressing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I don't want to be looking at that. Glory be to God. I don't want nobody else's opinion.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But I decree and declare that all work together for good to them that love God and to those who are the called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we can declare tonight the word of God. Hallelujah. David said, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. And so, you know,
thank
we decree and declare favor over the land. We decree and declare favor in the lives of the people. Hallelujah. Favor in the lives of God's people. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because in spite of whatever, hallelujah, he allows his people to be blessed, to be prospered. Hallelujah. To prosper and blessing to many, hallelujah, because we have to be a light, hallelujah, in the dark places, hallelujah, glory be to God, come on, so we can decree and declare, according to Romans 8, chapter 8 and verse 31, hallelujah, we decree the favor of God, that if God be for me, who can be against me, if God be for us,
against
us, he's more than the whole world against us, hallelujah, God. And so we just thank and praise God, hallelujah, for all of his goodness and his mercy toward us, hallelujah. Up there and get into the atmosphere and the air and I want to receive fair, that's up to them, hallelujah. But I won't receive fair, hallelujah, because the Bible tells me, hallelujah, glory be to God, that he has not given me a spirit of fear, but he has given me a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind, hallelujah, and that I can make sound decisions, according to 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. Hallelujah, glory to God. Come on, we're blessed going out. We're blessed coming in. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Tonight I want to say to all of you out there in Radio Land, and just be safe. It's just a cliche now. Be safe. Be safe. Listen, you're going to be safe if you're under the blood. You're going to be safe if you have his spirit. Hallelujah. Have not his spirit. So it is best to accept the Lord now, and glory be to God, and ask him to come into your life. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And Lord, over your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We
hallelujah. Jesus, glory to God. Come on, we ought to raise the standard tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, you know, we ought to raise the standard. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We ought not even be mentioning no coronavirus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, for miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah, God, we're about to see the greatest time that the church has ever known. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We are not, hallelujah, we are not no weakling. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why? Because our God is a mighty God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He said the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and he established it upon the Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
We come to go into prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We are thankful for another opportunity to be able to come to pray tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Just remember, hallelujah,
thank
that the Lord gives his angels charge over thee. Hallelujah. And we ought to be asking God to forgive us of our sins every day. And to protect him and catch his angels. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Said, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. We just bless his name tonight. Isn't he worthy to be praised? He is worthy to be praised.
Yes,
a whole lot of people can't open their mouth to give God praise tonight. A whole lot of people, glory be to God, has gone on home. Can't open their mouth. Hallelujah. So can the grave praise thee? Glory to God. No, when you're in the grave, you can't give God the praise. You cannot. And I think that the more people get that in their mind's eye, that they cannot do anything for God once they go down to the grave. It is over. If you're not saved, it is over. If you are living your life and you're in Christ Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Then you know you're just transitioning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So we thank God tonight. Hallelujah, because he is the only one that we should ascribe our praises to. To the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. And he shall reign and rule forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm just so, you know what is on my mind right now, what just came into my spirit right now, is that God, hallelujah, is getting ready to take over. Hallelujah, through his people, he's going to take over, hallelujah, the media. He's going to take over, glory be to God, that television and radio and glory be to God and everything, hallelujah, that is reporting the news that is not good news. Hallelujah, glory be to God.
Amen.
Christ is good news. Glory be to God. It's good news. Hallelujah, and I believe one day, hallelujah, we'll see it in sometime in the very near future. Glory be to God. But many will try to give the normal news and won't be able to. That's because God would have invaded, hallelujah, the news stations. God would have invaded the radio television rooms. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. He'll invade Hollywood. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I believe that day is coming. Hallelujah.
All
right. Thank you, God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord tonight. Come on, O Lord our God, how excellent is thy name in all
yes.
the earth. We
yes.
are
glory.
We're going to open
yes.
up right quick. We're just going to open up in a opening prayer tonight. As we come before you, Heavenly Father, we just thank you tonight. You said we have to bow before the Lord God, our Maker, the one who has created the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bow before no other, but we bow before you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You deserve all of our worship. You deserve all of our praises. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight for covering us with your precious blood. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all the weekend long, hallelujah, without any hurt, harm, or danger coming up upon us. Father, we bless your holy name for taking care of us, taking care of our families, taking care of our fellow sisters in Christ, hallelujah. Father, we bless your name. We thank you for taking care of our children and watching over them night and day, hallelujah, and bind the enemy on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for overthrowing the plans of the enemy tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now that in spite of whatever is going on, Father, we know that you're still on the throne. And so we worship you tonight. We glorify and magnify your name, Jesus. Father, we ask that you forgive us of anything that we have said, anything that we have done in your sight, anything that was displeasing to you, Father, even up until this present moment. Father, we ask you to forgive us tonight. And we ask you, Lord God, oh God, to touch us, oh God. Oh God, to continue to hold us in the palm of your hand, where no devil in hell can take us out of your hand, Father. Father, we come tonight and we give you this broadcast. We put it all in your hand. Father, we know that it'll become in your hands. And so we thank you tonight as we humble ourselves before you, Father. You said if people which are called on my name would humble themselves and pray, then God, then turn from their wicked ways. He said, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and abide their land. Father, I thank you now. I give you glory, honor, and praise. I give God in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Purge this computer. I give God. Yes. Purge our Father. Thank you now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you glory tonight. Hallelujah. As we come to seed on others' behalf, Father, we know that you is the seed for us 24 hours a day. Hallelujah. 7 days a week. And you never miss, Father, because you sit on the throne making intercession for the saints. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And we thank you tonight. Father, as we
thank
go forth tonight, we ask that you would be with us in the mighty name of Christ of Nazareth, Yeshua HaMashiach. Oh, we bless your name out of Zion tonight. It is in the mighty name. Turn this broadcast over to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Glory to
God. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to play a song tonight. And hallelujah. We're just going to let the Lord lead us in prayer tonight. Hallelujah. Just stand. Things are, you know, happening here and there. And even in Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. There's been some things happening there as well. And so we just want to be very mindful. Just want to be very prayerful. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory, 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 glory. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I want to pray for those that are returning, those that are going back to work, and those that are trying to return back to normal, even those that are operating before the government even gives the okay to open up everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 We're going to put Israel in our prayers tonight as well. Hallelujah. The Bible declares, I will bless those that bless thee. Hallelujah. He told Abraham, I will bless those that bless thee. And I will curse those that curse thee. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God was very adamant about his prophets. And so he blessed Abraham. Abraham was a prophet also. And he and started the line of the Jewish people. Started with Abraham, Isaac. Hallelujah. And Jacob. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So we thank God, hallelujah, for all that he has done. We are ears and joint ears with Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And we do understand that what Abraham walked in, hallelujah, that a portion of that belongs to us, hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the reason why Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and all that came after them came up under that same covenant, hallelujah, walked in the things and the blessings of Abraham, hallelujah, because the blessings of Abraham, hallelujah, stem from him setting up an altar and giving God thanks and giving God praise. He always went back to that altar, and so did Joseph, and so did Jacob, and so did all of them, hallelujah. They went to that altar. Glory be to God. They didn't go to evil altars. Hallelujah. As long as they didn't go to no evil altars and make no evil covenants. Hallelujah. God protected them. God protected Joseph. He took care of him in the famine. And he used him right in the famine. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And sent him into Goshen. Hallelujah. Made him prime minister of Egypt. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because he belonged to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It was a covenant. Glory be to God. If he had stepped outside of that and did his own thing, there's no way we would have even heard about Joseph. But God had a plan for Joseph's life.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I wanted to find that article so that I can tell you exactly what was going on and what needed to be prayed for in Israel tonight. Glory be to God. Maybe on UWI. Hallelujah. Might be on the UWI News is where I got it. And what I just yes. Israeli airstrike causes material damage to Damascus military target, says Syria. Then there's Israel pays tribute to its fallen heroes. And then there is on the UWI News, then there is Israeli corona vaccine set to begin human trials this fall. So they're going to try it on humans in Israel. Oh, my. Oh, my, my, my. Then there's the Palestinians to pay $142 million to Israeli terror victims' families. $142 million. I tell you, we are in a holy year. Look for God's blessings if you belong to Him. If you've been obedient, if you've been patient, if you've been faithful, if you've been doing what He asks of you, and you feel like giving up, and you felt like giving up, but you kept on going. Hallelujah! This is harvest time. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. This is harvest time. We are in a jubilee year. God is in the He restores. Hallelujah. God don't giving you money just to be giving you just like that. They have to do that. This is the year. It's not theirs, it's ours. Hallelujah. And God knows how to get what He needs to get to us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care what you're thinking. I don't care what you. But listen, if you go to the Word of God and you see what they do in the year of Jubilee, a Jubilee comes every 50 years, and this may be the last Jubilee that we might ever see. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory be to God. I'm not saying it is. Could be. Glory to God. That's why things are ramping up like that. Things are happening. Hallelujah. Plagues are coming, and, you know, because Jesus is soon to return. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes.
God, so you're going to find it a lot of favor. Remember, the Bible says that it is a set time for favor. A set time.
Yeah.
It's only in God's timing. Hallelujah. When last have you seen gasoline, you know, so low in price? When last have you heard of people being foreclosed, they're not being foreclosed on their homes anymore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God that so many people are being, their companies are calling them and saying, wait a minute, we have some money for you. They didn't even know they had it there for them. But you see, because of the season and because of the Jubilee year, they have to do what God says to. Hallelujah. They don't
Amen.
Even know they're doing
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Because in the book of Leviticus chapter 25, and I want to go there quickly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. As we approach
Amen.
The month of the second month on the Hebraic calendar, it's a month of restoration. It's a month of healing. And so that's the reason why these things are happening. Remember, he said that
yes.
the wealth of the wicked is stored up for whom? For the just. But for
the
righteous.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, God is not going to give anything to anybody who don't know how to distribute, don't know how to give, who don't know how to bless, who think it's this all
right.
for them. It's not about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about his plans. It's all about what you have to do. Glory be
Amen.
To God. You don't getting blessed and then running around and just doing any old thing, but be a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Set up that which God called you to set up. Hallelujah. If it's for the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But let me run you back over to the book of Leviticus chapter 25, and let's see what Leviticus chapter 25 says. Because it's very scriptural, it's very biblical. In a Jubilee year, which is every 50 years, and say every 49 years, but it goes right into 50, 50 representing Jubilee,
yes.
hallelujah, representing Thanks. Pentecost, hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
thank you, Lord. So here we are in a Jubilee year, Leviticus chapter 25, and let's take a look quickly at verse 9, hallelujah, and
Thanks.
See what it
says.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Listen, and I want to read this quickly. It said the 50th, this is the heading, the 50th year Jubilee. In verse 8, it says, and thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths of years unto
okay.
thee. 7 times 7 years, and the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the Day of Atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all the land. All right? And then there
Amen.
Is, and in verse 10, says, ye shall hallow the 50th year. The hallow, the 50th year is like a holy time. It's a time of holiness. It's a time that represents that all the things that God has blessed us with is because we are living how he expects us to live. You know, he called us to live a holy life. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. To be holy is to be separated. It's not what most people say, oh, you know, you're holier than thou. You know, that is so sarcastic and so ignorant and not to go through the word of God and to see exactly what it means. God says, be ye holy, for I am holy. He says, and ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all the inhabitants thereof. He says, and it shall be a jubilee unto you, that ye shall return every man his possession. Are you hearing that? And ye shall return every man unto his family. Are you hearing that? Glory be to God. Whatever has been missing, whatever has been gone, whatever situations were, the families split up and so on. Listen, a lot of families are going to be coming back together in this Jubilee year. Sons will return to their fathers and fathers returning to their sons and their homes.
Oh,
and a lot of broken homes.
Yeah.
They find a lot of them coming back together. Glory be to God. There's nothing they can do. Hallelujah. Maybe they'd like to stay out there, but see, the time and the season for everything. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In verse 10, it says, a jubilee shall that 50th year be unto you. And
mm-hmm.
you and shall not sow, neither shall reap that which groweth of itself in it, nor gather the grapes in it of thine vine undressed. He said, for it is the jubilee, it is holy unto you. It is holy unto you. He says, ye shall eat the increase thereof out of the field. He said, and in the jubilee of this jubilee, ye shall return every man his possession. He said, and if thou sell aught unto thy neighbor or buyest aught of thy neighbor's hand, ye shall not oppress one another. So oppression is lifted in this season of jubilee. Nobody should be oppressed. Nobody should be depressed. Nobody should have any bills. Nobody, listen, in a year of jubilee, you know what happens? You have to deal righteous dealings with people. Righteous dealings.
Amen.
Debts are canceled in the jubilee
All right.
year.
Yes.
It says, and in verse, let me see here. He says, okay, let me go on here, because the land shall yield her fruit, and you shall eat your fill, and dwell therein safely. And if you shall say, what shall ye eat in the seventh year? Said, behold, ye shall not sow nor gather in our increase. But then will I command my blessing upon you in the sixth year. It says, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. So you know what that means? That means from here and on in the jubilee year, you're going to see an increase of God's people being blessed by the enemy. That's what it says. By the enemy. Why? Because if somebody is not of God, the Jewish people, if you're not of God, they don't mix with you. If you are not of the same mind or mindset, they don't mix with you. We're the only ones, Christians, we go mixing up with everybody. We don't know whether to save, unsave. We don't know. We just go, oh, it's my friend. No. It says here, then I will command my blessing upon you in the sixth year, and it shall bring forth fruit for 3 years. So it's a time and a period now where you're going to see prosperity in the land. And you say, well, wow, a lot of people buying homes. Do you see the interest rates, how they're going down? Do you see how interest rates are about like 0%? Do you see how cars are going down low? Do you see how they're begging you now to buy a house and a car? They're practically begging people.
Oh,
they're coming up with all kinds of schemes and all kinds of plans and all kinds of things to help you to buy that home. It's not their doing. It is not their doing. It's God's doing. Yahweh God. He is doing it. Because, see, His word is His word, and He will fulfill His word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's not a man that He should lie. See, they don't practice the jubilee year here, and they don't practice your debt for 7 years. You have to, within the credit system, you have 7 years to be reported on the credit bureau. But after 7 years, your debt should be wiped out. But then greed and slickness and smartness and everything else stepped in. And so now they take the very same debt that you owe and they sell it to other collection agencies and so on and so forth. And then you find out you're getting calls from people that you did not owe. You see? And that's where that came from. It actually came from the Bible. Where all debts are canceled. Where all slaves, all were to be free in that jubilee year. You see? So it's not anything that is not scriptural. So I say to you that in this year, so many are going to be so blessed. Glory be to God. The government is trying to figure out how they can give you what they're going to give you, how much they're going to give you. They don't have to figure it out. God has already worked it out. Hallelujah. So whether they want to give $1,000 or $2,000 a month, listen, that is yours. It is a jubilee year. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so we thank God, hallelujah, for the many, many blessings he has bestowed upon his people. And even in this season of this coronavirus, I'm saying, don't be in such a hurry to get out. Don't be in such a hurry to open up your salons and all these different things, because, listen, they don't mind. The enemy don't mind if you die. He doesn't mind if you go to hell. He doesn't mind. Hallelujah. But we ought to be discerning, and we ought to know better. We ought to know that this is an intimate reason for the shutdown, and all of the shutdown was to do a reset. Hallelujah. There's not only the government resetting. God is resetting things. He's restoring things. He wants to bring things back to its original intent. It wasn't intended for us to really... Listen, even with Adam and Eve, it was not intended for her to feel pain to have children. That was not the original intent. The original intent was not for Adam to work by the sweat of his brow. Oh, no, Adam was there. God would come down in the cool of the day, speak with him, and that was their relationship. When you have a relationship with God, know that he's the king, he provides for you. Hallelujah. But because of sin, because of the enemy using the snake to pervert what God, hallelujah, original intent was for his people, glory be to God, God had to now reset everything. He had to redo everything, hallelujah. And then Jesus the Christ, Son of the living God, he had to become the second Adam. But from that time on, God said, you know, now did you see there was a curse that came in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And that's why women were feeling pain. Women feel pain in childbirth. Man has to work so hard. Hallelujah. And have no relationship with God like they should. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So many women are running their own households. And they're calling it strong black woman, strong woman. This is a strong woman. No, you're not strong, because it was not intended for you to live that way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So listen, I'm just saying, hallelujah. I don't want to go too far and too deep into that tonight, but I just, you know, I just had to share that with you all tonight and to let you know, be encouraged. Don't be discouraged. Don't think about coronavirus. Hallelujah. Don't let fear open the door to the enemy. Hallelujah. He said, fear not. Be not dismayed. For I, the Lord, am your God, am with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you tonight. We want to go into prayer. We're going to intercede for the nation and for Israel tonight. And we will get off. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. Go ahead, Evangelist Harris, and you go right ahead and go into prayer. And, of course, let the Spirit of the Lord lead you as to who to pray for tonight. Glory be to God. I believe we need to pray for our families tonight and pray for the nation and your communities. And I'll go in after you and Mother. Okay?
Amen. Glory be to God.
Let me do this to encourage us just a little bit to take us into prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I don't have any rights to the song, Waymaker. I just want to play a little bit of it.
Oh. I worship you.
Oh, I know what happened. I know exactly what happened. Let me take this. You are here. Got it?
I worship.
promise keeper.
Night in the darkness,
my God.
Hallelujah. Oh God, even the times that we didn't recognize, Father,
Even the times when we knew it was you,
that
we didn't say.
Glory.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah,
Lord.
Make
way out of no way. Thank you for the way.
Thank you, God.
Oh, you're a miracle worker. Hallelujah, Chief. Oh, God, so many. Hallelujah. They only knew, God, that they would be able to trust and depend upon you, Father. Oh, God, you'll make ways out of no ways for them, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we bless your name tonight. We bless your wonderful name. You're an awesome God. Hallelujah. Where would we be without you? I am nothing without you. Nothing without you. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
I would be like without a sail. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, I bless your name tonight. Thank you, God. Thank you for those who took the time to come in tonight. Thank you, Father. Oh, God, we ask for a special blessing on this broadcast tonight. Thank you, God. Bless the ones that are here tonight. Oh, God, bless them. The ones that couldn't even make it, Father, bless them. Oh, God, but the ones that are here tonight, Father, holding up my hand tonight, I thank you. As
oh, God.
A blessing upon
thank
them,
you.
Father. Oh, God, I ask you to go to the for work miracle. Oh, God, miracles for them, Father. Oh, God, that you come to the yes, God, yes, God. Save, save, save their neighbors, save their loved ones, God. Oh, God, help them, God. Take them through and see them through, Father. Thank you for making a provision for them, Father, as soon as they get to a situation, Father. Oh, God, help them to look up. Oh, God, help them to remember to look to you, Father. Hallelujah. Just to tell you thank you. Hallelujah. While the way is being made. Hallelujah. While the way was already made. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, any sickness in their bodies tonight, Father, I ask that you would heal them, oh, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We give you all of the glory. We give you all of the praise. We're thanking you tonight, Father, for life. We're thanking you for health. We're thanking you for strength. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. As we pray tonight, Father, we pray that you will give us the blueprint. Oh, God, of the things we need to pray for tonight. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. Let's go ahead. You can go ahead, and then I'll come up after you. Go ahead. Thank you, God.
You can go ahead, Prophet Messiah, if you know this is in your spirit. You know, let God lead you.
No, just go ahead.
God.
And I'll
okay.
Pray, and then we each pray. Go ahead.
Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name in all the earth. Oh, God, we come with bowed down heads and humble submission as we approach the throne of grace with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord God, that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. Oh, God, we come where the dewdrops shine mercy, shine bright, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world. Oh, God, we come to declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus that your blood is help to the flesh and your blood is strength to the bone. God, we thank you because we know the blood still works. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You said speak the word and your servant will be healed, God. So we speak in the word today because we know that everything is going down but the word of God. Oh, God, you sent the word and it healed them. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus, how you delivered us and healed us from our infirmities. Hallelujah, God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You bore all our sins in your own body on the tree that we shall live and not die. And that we can have the right to the tree of life, Father, in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. We know prayer still works. You said the effect of fervent prayer of a righteous man, James says, availing much. And we thank you now, God. Hallelujah. That you will heal this man, oh God, if they just obey your word and do what you require of them. In the name of Jesus, oh God, you said be careful for nothing but by everything, by prayer and supplication. Make your request known unto you, God. So we come and making our request known unto you tonight, God, for who you are and what you is about to do, oh God, knowing that all day long we've been with Jesus. Hallelujah. Because God, you is acquainted with all of our grief and our sorrows. You look beyond our faults and you see our needs, God. Your needs meet a heart fixer and a mind regulator. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Nearer, my God, to thee. Hallelujah. Draw near unto you, God. We want to get close to you. We want to know you more, God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. You said, that is the word about to show thyself approved, a workman. Be not ashamed, but rightly divide the word of truth. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for your compassion and your gracious. And God, we thank you for your love. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, because you are slow to anger and you are abounding in love, Father. There is no greater love than a man has this. You laid down your life for a friend, and we thank you because we know there's not a friend like the lonely Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you in the name of Jesus, bless this world, this universe, this nation as a whole, God. Hallelujah. Because we know you got the whole wide world in your hands, God. Knowing the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof and everyone that dwells in it, God. We ask you, Lord, to cover blood talk, God. In the name of Jesus, in your blood, I'm in your blood. Because your blood will never lose its power, Father. Oh, God, one drop of your blood, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the whole world shook. And we thank you, hallelujah. Oh, God, we just want to be obedient to your word. You said obedience, bearing his sacrifice. Oh,
yes,
God, we ask you, Lord God, to bless our prophet Messiah tonight. Keep her, God. Keep her in your kingdom. Keep her on the straight and narrow pathway. Hold on to you, to her, God. Live up. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we will continue to pray for, God. Oh, God, because to make us strong and wise and better, even the more in you, God. Because it's in you she live and move and have all your being, God. Oh, God, we thank you for her, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, she's been praying and she's been preaching. She's been steadfast. She's been standing on your word, God. Hallelujah. She's been calling on you, God. Hallelujah. You've been thanking you for everything, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. Hold out in the palm of your hands, God, because whatever you have for life, Father, oh, it is done. Hallelujah. We thank you for it, Father, knowing that, God, she can't do nothing without you, but all things are possible. If she just only believe, and I know she believe you, God. Oh, just said it, that's tell us it because it is the bottom line, God. Let us go on in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh, you're the strong tower, strong deliverer, Father. Deliver, God, in the name of Jesus from this untold generation. And we thank you for it, Father. Hallelujah. Oh God, we know you didn't bring her this far to leave her now, God. Oh God, you got special blessings for a waste for God right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, let us continue to pray. Pray, God. Hallelujah. Pray unto you, the author and the finisher of her faith, Father. Oh, God, knowing that her faith looks up to thee. Oh, we thank you now, God, that she was saying in the now of faith, God. Now of faith. Hallelujah. Let us stand in the now of you, God. Oh, because you're the right now, God, for whatever she needs you to be, God. Bless her family, God. Strengthen them. Hold on to them. Cover them, God. Hey, glory. Oh, God, we all need you. Some need you for one thing, doula tonight, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, who's not only faithful to this life, committed to this prayer line, but she's faithful to you, God. Hallelujah. And you reward faithfulness. Oh, God, you said if you're just faithful over a few things, you'll make a rule over many. Oh, God, we thank you. Continue to reign in a fear from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, whatever she asks you for, God, we ask you to grant it to her, God. In the name of Jesus, she's your child. You made her and you know all about her, God. Hallelujah. You found her while she was in her mother's womb, God. You saw her. You looked from the cross and you saw Mother Eula, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless the absent party of this Blog Talk Radio. Bless them, God. Oh, God, keep them, God, like never before, God. Have mercy, because your mercy suits the case, God. You said your mercy and do it forever, but your grace is sufficient for them, Father. Oh, God, we thank you now for everything and all things, oh, God. We thank you for the gift of life, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, the enemy come to steal and to kill, but, God, you said you come that we might have life and have it more abundantly, God. You give us abundant exceeding above all that we can even think or ask. And we thank you. All we got to do is be still and know that you are God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. You said watch as well as pray. We bless you, Father. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you, God. We love you, God. We love you, Father, above all else. And we put it all in your hands because we know that you can do more with it than we can ever. Thank God, man, because you are the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore, Father. You don't change. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. We thank you that things are well as they are today, Father. Hallelujah, that our children as well, our grandchildren as well, Father. But God, we ask you to touch the ones that lost loved ones in this pandemic, Father. Hallelujah. Oh, God, comfort them and keep them, Father, because you know they're standing in the need of your need. Need a heart fixer and a mind regulator. God, we know this too shall pass. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Hallelujah. We thank you now. And we can say, nevertheless, not our will. Hallelujah. But thy will be done. So let your anointing, oh God, and your sweet Holy Spirit rest. Let it rule and let it abide henceforth and forevermore. Hallelujah. In the mighty precious name of Jesus the Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus over every situation and every circumstance in this world, oh God. Hallelujah. So God, you said in your word, you will take good care of us through every day. Along the narrow ways, God will take care of us. In your darling son named Jesus, say glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you. Ooh, we thank you right now, God. Oh, for all things. In your darling son named Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. And glory, hallelujah, be to God. Thank you, God. Thank you. Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you, Master.
Glory to thank God. You. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
That's
oh,
time
my
God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I hope that I didn't lose.
Oh, God.
In the,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you.
We lost Mother Eula tonight. Hallelujah. Time is winding up here because I only had it on for 60 minutes, so it's not like I have a lot of time. Just want to say God, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. We
thank
you for your
hallelujah
mercy tonight. Father, we continue to ask for your mercy and your grace. Because, Father, you said in your word that we can come boldly to the throne of grace, whereby we may obtain mercy, grace, and help in a time of need. Father, as we come before you tonight in intercession, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will cover us with your precious blood. Father, we thank you now. We thank you for all that you do. Thank you for your goodness. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the very things that we take for granted. So, God, we thank you for health, for strength. We thank you that you didn't call us home today, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that, hallelujah, Jesus, that you still see it fit to keep us, Father, giving us another opportunity to tell of your goodness, your grace, your love, and your mercy. Father, we bless your name tonight. We ask you, Lord God, that as we come, Father, you said that we are to be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer, supplication, and thanksgiving. We said, let thy request be made known unto God. And so, Father, as we come bringing our requests before you tonight, Father, we come praying, Father God, for first of all, that you said in your word, Father, that we are to pray for those that are in authority over us, so that we would lead quiet and peaceable lives. Father, we thank you now as we come lifting up the president, we lift up this nation, we lift up all of those leaders before you, Father, governors, mayors, Congress, we lift them all up before you, Father. We ask that you would watch over the president, Father, and cover him. And, Father, we pray that you would station your holy angels in charge of him, Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would lead him and guide him. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would send him the best advisors to give him the best advice. You said in your word, Father God, that in the multitude of counselors there is much wisdom. And so, Father, we pray that he would receive wisdom that is from above. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you now. We pray for the divine protection of his family, his wife, and children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that you would keep his mind. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, thank you, God, that you would give him opportunity, Father, to have relationship with you, Father, and to save him before it's too late. Ah, yeah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, you said the king's heart is in your hand, and you can sway it any way you want to, Father. And so we just thank you right now, hallelujah, for working on his heart and spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, for Mike Pence as well. We lift him up before you. Father, we pray, oh God, that he would stand as he professed to be a Christian. And, Father, we ask, Lord God, that you will touch his mind. And, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will cover him and his family. Father, that you would give him the advice that is needed, Father. Open his ear, put in seal instructions. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, the gift of the president, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, Lord God, that they would operate with a right mind in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray for those, even those in the Supreme Court and those in the Congress, those in the House and Senate. Father, we pray that they will come and walk in unity together, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the common purpose of the people and the land, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, oh God, that they would unite in terms of the things that they must do for the people of God and must do for the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know, Father God, that everything moves by the power of God. Father, we bless your holy name now. Father, you said in your word that you are... that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein, for you have founded it upon the seas, and you established it upon the flood. And so, Father, we thank you because you are the King of Glory. And I pray, Lord God, tonight, when America would lift up its gates and let the King of Glory come in, I pray, Lord God, that the White House would lift up their gates and let the King of Glory come on in the mighty name of Jesus. Our God, I pray that the schools and the colleges and universities will lift up their gates, that the King of Glory will come in. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you say, who is this King of Glory? It is the Lord God, strong, mighty, in battle he is, the King of Glory. Oh, God, that many in their homes, hallelujah, will lift up their gates and let you come in. Hallelujah. You are the King of Glory, your King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for the favor and the season for your people, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for the restitution and the restoration. We thank you, Lord God, for the a minute and has had the opportunity to rest and had the opportunity to have relationship with you, to develop relationship with you, to come into your word, Father God. Hallelujah, Father. I thank you for those who have experienced miracles. I also pray, Lord, even families everywhere, those that are families that have lost through this virus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray that you will strengthen their families and draw them. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I pray that everyone on the planet has had a mind shift. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, that their minds will shift to you, God. Oh, God, that they will look up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, I pray tonight, Lord God, that many would repent, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, not only in this nation, but in all other nations. Father, I pray, Lord God, hallelujah. Oh, God, that leaders everywhere, hallelujah, will look to see the things that are going on, the things that are happening in the nations. Oh, God, you said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his own inheritance. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, you said, Father God, you said that righteousness exalts a nation. Oh, but you said sin is a reproach to any people. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, help America, oh, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that America will wake up and bless you and realize that you have blessed them. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father God, we just thank you now, and we pray, Lord God, that you that change the mindsets of the people would change. Hallelujah. That they would come, Father God, to the into the knowledge and the truth of Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Father God, we just thank you now, and thank you, Lord God, for saving many children. And hallelujah, Father, I pray, Lord God, that you will search out many children, hallelujah, that are being abducted tonight. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that petty ring to be broken up in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, oh, God, that you would bring their captors to justice in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for being in this Jubilee year. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, that all deaths will be canceled. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you right now. Hallelujah, that you are well able, hallelujah, to keep us from day to day. Hallelujah. And Father God, we pray that more will put their trust and faith in you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray tonight, hallelujah, in their bodies, in their minds, in their emotions. God, I just want to tell you thank you tonight. Oh, God, as we come in agreement, patience tonight, Father, pray, Lord God, that every governor, hallelujah, would obey the laws of the land, that every governor and every mayor, every commissioner, hallelujah, every local government officials, hallelujah. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that you would breathe upon them, Father. Oh, God, that you would touch their minds and their hearts, oh, God. Hallelujah, to do what is right for the people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for Israel tonight, as you said, but we have to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, that they that love thee shall prosper.
Yes, yes, yes.
But bless them, Father. We pray, Lord God, you will their homes and their borders, cover their children, cover them on their way to school, to the synagogue, or even if they're at home quarantined, Father, we pray, oh, God, that you will provide for them, work miracles for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you now. We lift up all of those that are in the hospital tonight. We lift up those that are battling, oh, God, in Syria, in the name of Jesus, in Damascus, Father, we just pray tonight, hallelujah. We pray, Lord God, that even though there's been an airstrike, Father, we pray, hallelujah, that they will come to the realization, Lord God, hallelujah, that you are well able to keep them. You're well able, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to overthrow the plans of the enemy, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray most of all that they do not give away the land, because the land belongs unto you. Hallelujah, Father, you said we have to pray for the peace of Israel, that they that love thee shall prosper. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, pray that many would turn and many would come to you and be born again. Hallelujah, before it's too late. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you tonight. We pray for those in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Bethlehem and Ashkelon and Ashdod and those in Haifa, Father. Pray for the elderly there. Father, that is standing in the need of whether it's medicine or food or money, Father, we pray that many will open their hearts and bless them, O God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Father, we bless you, hallelujah, tonight. Father, we pray, O God, for the many ministers across the land, hallelujah, those that are counseling others and those, Lord God, pastors that are praying and parishioners, Father, those that are... patients, I pray for them tonight. I lift them up before you, Father God. Lord God, bless them to the charge of them in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father, we pray, O God, that you would, yes, Lord God, for all of the fivefold ministry, Father, the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, Father God, that you would strengthen them in the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that you would cover them with your precious blood, Father, and seal you and strengthen the ears of the Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous into it, and they are saved. Oh, God, we just bless you. We ask you, Lord God, that you will continuously hear and answer prayer. Father, we pray, oh God, that when we cry out to you, Father, you said that the righteous cry and the Lord hear it and deliver them out of all their troubles. Father, for those that are in Georgia, Father, those that are in different places, Father, where there are hot spots for this coronavirus, Father, we pray, oh God, that you lift this virus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mercy, more mercy, more mercy upon him, more mercy upon the inhabitants, O God of America, more mercy upon those in Israel, more mercy upon those that are in Italy, more mercy upon those in Jamaica, more mercy upon those in England, more mercy, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, we cry out to you tonight for children. Children, Lord God, that have been hit by this coronavirus. Children, Lord God, that have had to be hospitalized. Children, Lord God, oh, Father, oh, God, we pray, oh, God, you said that our heritage, oh, God, we pray, Lord, hallelujah, that no lives will be lost, oh, Father, Lord Jesus, we pray, oh, God, before you, Father, the mighty Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, this coronavirus didn't humble anyone. Father, I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, that they would stop and think, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that more love and unity would be shown in our nation. Oh, God, we just thank you right now, from the White House to the outhouse. God, we bless your name. You said you set the solitary in families. In the name of Jesus.
What's
your
prayer?
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God, we pray whole churches and whole bodies of Christ all over the world will experience a revival.
Thank you, Father.
Bless your name. We pray for the elderly tonight, those that are in the nursing homes. Father, many that have been touched by that coronavirus, we lift them all up before you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that they have worked so hard, and now that they've come to the end of their lives, oh God, they have to suffer, oh God. Jesus, the God, that the government will still reach out and give to them what is needed so that they have a choice, oh God, to be able to buy food, to make a choice between food and medicine. The seniors, Father, I pray tonight, oh God, as I lift them up before you, that you will make ways out of no ways for them, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
In the name of Jesus, oh God, we need you, God. We call you, Father.
In the name of Jesus, breathe upon them your Ruach, oh God. Your Ruach, yes, thank you, God. Your Ruach, HaKadosh, thank you, God. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name tonight. And we thank you, God, for the time is spent tonight. And we don't want to get disconnected. But bless your name tonight.
Thank you, Father.
The sending different ones to encourage me along the way. I lift up Bishop Joe Hartman, Pastor Deborah Hartman, all of Greater Works Ministries. I lift up Apostle Israel before you. Floyd, I lift him up before you, Father. I pray you strengthen him as well in his mind, soul, and body. Yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will bless him spiritually and financially. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever needs to be retained, needs to be retained. Whatever he needs, oh God, to Akandarabo Shata. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Whatever needs to be let go of, Father, we pray that he will let go of it. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that Ikondarabo Shata, that he would send, oh God, different ones to hold up his hand, oh God, as you did for Moses. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He sent an Aaron and a Hur. Oh God, send an Aaron and a Hur type spirit for him, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray for Apostle David J. Short, Father, as we lift him up before you, Father, we ask you, Lord God, to continuously bless him, continuously protect him, continuously protect his wife and family in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth. Father, I pray, oh God, that the doors that you open for him, Father, that he can walk right through and swing right through the doors in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that your word will have free course wherever he goes in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray, oh God, that Kondorobo Shata, that you would turn things around and overthrow the plans of the enemy now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Lord God, for our Pastor Deborah Hammond, our Bishop Joe Hammond. I ask you, Lord God, that you would strengthen them in their minds and bodies. Father, you would strengthen them in the Word of God. God, that you would help them to revamp and to retune and fine-tune and to do all the things that is necessary, Father, in the name of Jesus, to bring them to that place, Lord God, and let them know that there is a place in you, Father, where they can hide in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you tonight. I ask you to cover them with your precious blood from the crown of their head to the very soles of their feet, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray, oh God, that you would strengthen them. The love in the congregation, Father, that you, yeah, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for open heavens. Oh, God, we thank you for operating on the open heavens in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I ask that you would bless every apostle, pastor, prophet, teacher in the mighty name of Jesus. Yeah. Father God, that them to do the work, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there be no little eyes and no big U's in the Christians anymore, in the mighty name of Jesus. But everyone, Father God, will understand their calling and they make their calling and election sure, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Thank you for repositioning the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for blessing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for bringing certain things to the forefront. Hallelujah. That men and women, Father, that say they serve you, God, that they would understand their walk and their calling with you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for setting all things in perspective. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for bringing things to order in the houses of prayer. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yahweh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Heal some pastors. I'm getting ready to heal some apostles. I'm getting ready to heal them. Why? Because I need, hallelujah, to understand that what they did before, they cannot do again. If they walk uprightly before me, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, there will be no end, hallelujah, to what I can do for them. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I just thank you. Oh, thank you for healing many pastors. Thank you for healing many congregations that have lost their pastors.
Thank you, Father.
Healing. Father, for the one in Virginia that died of the coronavirus and went on home, Father, we pray that your replacement, Father, just that the people there will grow in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
God, breathe upon them, oh God. Give them a new perspective in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Many other pastors, many other congregations are without leaders tonight. God, I ask you, Lord God, as there was a reshuffling, oh God, as there was a changing of the guards, God. God, I pray tonight that they would be reestablished, that they would be reconnected, God, that, yes, Lord God, that they would do things with a kingdom mindset this time, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ of Nazareth, and that the new pastors or the new bishops that you would be installing there, Father, by God, 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 we pray tonight, hallelujah, Jesus, oh God, as I lift up those congregations before you that lost their pastors, God, I pray that you would restore, oh God. Restore their communities as well. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we pray that you drive the wicked out of our community. And we pray, Lord God, that yes, Lord God, that you cover every neighborhood store, every nook and cranny, every hamlet, every mountain, every, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, every valley, in the mighty name of Jesus, every alleyway, in the name of Jesus, born into the crack houses, gone, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, every hookah house, in the name of Jesus, and restore your daughters and your sons, Father, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord God, breathe upon them, God. Ah, God, that they would throw their hands up and recognize they need a Savior, God, in the name of Jesus, that they would shout out, what shall I do to be saved? God, I bless your name now, and I give you glory, honor, and praise. It is in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus the Christ. I pray, amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just have to watch the time because it's not on for the amount of time we normally do. Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. Evangelist Harris, thank you so much for joining me tonight and hanging on in there with me. A special blessing on children and grandchildren. Hallelujah, and on your husband, your entire family, glory to God, and God work a miracle for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. And what I'm going to do is just go right ahead and do the invitation to Christ. Hallelujah. Uh-huh. Do not know Jesus in the pardon of your sins, I pray with I you tonight, I beg you tonight, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you will give your life to the Lord Jesus. You see what has been going on. You see what is happening. There's no doubt anymore, and there should not be any doubts anymore that Jesus is real. Hallelujah, God is real, that heaven is real and hell is real. Hallelujah, Jesus, and that God, hallelujah, is in total control. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And so tonight, if you would just give your life to the Lord tonight, just ask God to come into your life. The Bible declares that in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, it says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, for the remission of your sins. He said, and you shall receive the gift of the precious Holy Ghost. Why? Because it's not only promised unto you, but it's unto your children and your children's children. Hallelujah. And to those that are far off, hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I ask you tonight that if you would ask God to come into your life tonight, hallelujah, to be Lord over your life tonight, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And that if you would accept him, he says, you know, I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to repentance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he's saying, you know, if you come asking him to forgive you, he will in a wise cast you out. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And as you come to him, hallelujah, you confess your sins. Ask God to forgive you, Yahweh God. He will forgive you, but you must ask in his son's name, Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. If you ask him, he will pardon you. He will abundantly pardon you. Glory to God. He loves you up until this point, up until he's still sitting on the phone. He loves you. Glory to God. And he desires that you come to him. Hallelujah. So as you come, he says, no man comes to the Father but by his Son, Jesus the Christ. So if you come and ask him to forgive you, you can stand right where you are, right there in your bedroom, right there in your living room, right there in your couch, in the bathroom, wherever you might be. Listen, ask God to forgive you, and he will. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you look around and you see how many people have gone on home, and you see how much chaos that it was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It behooves us to know that Jesus is coming. Jesus the Christ. He's coming and he's coming again. Get right, get ready, and be prepared. Hallelujah. This was just a small smidgen. This was just a smidgen, I should say. This is just a tiny, tiny thing that we saw that man couldn't even handle, couldn't bear it. What do you know? There are more things to come. Hallelujah. But listen, once you are in Christ, once you have accepted the finished work at the cross and you believe that Jesus the Christ, the same spirit that raised him from the dead, now dwells in you, you are saved. Listen, all you have to do is ask. Hallelujah. Never mind the tears coming down your face. Hallelujah. He says, you know, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, and shalt believe in thy heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. He said, for with the mouth, confess, for with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. But for with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. What? For who? Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Glory to God. Call on him. Hallelujah. Don't wait until something happens to call on him. Don't wait until you're in the coronavirus ward to call on him. No, don't wait until that accident to call on him. Hallelujah. But call on him now while you have a chance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Certainly hope that I said something to encourage you there. Certainly hope that you decided to make Jesus the Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, your Heavenly Father, hallelujah, where you want to spend eternity with. You would spend eternity with him. And there are only two places you can go, hallelujah. It is heaven or it is hell. It is very real. The Bible speaks of hell. It speaks of hell even more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I say to you tonight, please, it's not about just giving God a try. You don't have to give him a try. He has kept you all the day long, all the years long, through the coronavirus, through everything. Hallelujah. He is worthy to be praised. He is worth all of our high praises. God bless you tonight. And Evangelist Harris, thank you so much. You and Mother to join me tonight in prayer. And the time is really, I have to watch that before we get disconnected. All right. Well, thank you once again, and I love you with the love of Jesus. Thanks for all the encouraging words. And I want to embark on a topic tomorrow night. I want to talk about righteousness. And I want to open up and talk about that subject tonight, tomorrow night. Amen. Praise the Lord our God. God bless you. Nighty night night.
Good night. Love you.